This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. There is a huge upcoming change in healthcare that most patients have probably never heard of. On October 1st, the coding system used to pay medical providers is getting a massive overhaul. Todd Bookman picks it up from here.
Behind every sore throat and suture, every embarrassing rash and broken toe, there's a code, a 3-to-5-digit billing code that allows doctors and hospitals to communicate with insurance companies and get paid. Right now, there's around 18,000 of those codes, representing all the different ways Americans get sick or hurt themselves, along with procedure codes. That's what the doctor or nurse does to treat you. At the end of this month, the code set explodes from 18,000 to 140,000 possible entries.
In this case, bigger is better, much like if you remember phone books, which we don't use much anymore. A bigger phone book contains more phone numbers, and therefore it's more likely to contain the number that you need that you're looking for.
Dr. Evan William runs the website Find a Code, which lets coding professionals search for the right entry based on keywords. He also travels the country training people on the new system. William says the driving force behind expansion is better information. Medicine has obviously changed since 1979, when the current code set, called ICD-9, was implemented, and the new codes attempt to capture all those advancements. Plus, public health researchers want to know more about how and where people get hurt. And that's led to some very weird new codes in ICD-10.
Well, there are certainly a handful of codes that are considered ridiculous. One of the most famous ones is burn due to water skis on fire. And so the creators of the code set wanted there to be codes to describe any possible circumstance where someone could be injured. And they've done it. And because water ski fires don't occur that often, but theoretically it could. Therefore, there's a code to cover that scenario.
There's a code for being bit by a turtle, another for being struck by one. Did your hang glider explode? That's V96.15XA. If it only caught on fire but didn't explode, use 14XA. These make for good icebreakers during day-long ICD-10 training seminars, of which Shiny George has sat through her fair share. She's Senior Director of Health Information Management at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, and she's a cheerleader for coding professionals, the folks that do the heavy lifting of translating doctors' notes into numbers.
This is the closest you can come to medicine without being a doctor, getting your hands dirty. You read medical records, you translate those diagnoses and procedures and do codes, and you get it. You can talk to a physician in the medical language.
George and her team became fluent in ICD-10 3 years ago, but the federal government delayed the transition. So to stay fresh, coders have been recording both the new and old versions. She says her hospital is ready.
Bring it on. We are. We've invested significant amount of time, resources, money, sweat and tears, but we are ready for October 1st, 2015.
Of course, not everyone shares that enthusiasm. Many doctors groups worry about the costs of switching to ICD-10. An industry-funded study put the price tag for a large practice at up to $8 million, though coding groups say that's way, way overblown. Along with software and training, another possible expense is delayed reimbursement from insurers and Medicare and Medicaid, because there's bound to be glitches when the system switches over. William Harvey, a rheumatologist at Tufts Medical Center in Boston, says that will hurt small providers.
For better or worse, healthcare is a business just like any other, and there are not many businesses who could withstand 3-month interruptions in their cash flow and still operate.
On top of that, doctors are being asked to absorb a huge amount of other changes in how they work, from electronic health records to so-called accountable care. For its part, the federal government says it gets the concerns of some smaller practices. Dr. William Rogers is with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
There's no excess staff in the office, and nobody is sitting around twiddling their thumbs. We understand that October 1st is going to be a scary time, and we're going to make sure that as best we can that people get paid if they deliver a service.
He says while some growing pains are inevitable, everyone will get the hang of ICD-10 sooner rather than later.
You know, in 6 months, 99% of the problems will be gone.
And just in case a doctor does type in the wrong code for hang glider explosion, the feds are offering a 1-year grace period for minor mistakes. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.